Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC football coach, Coach Ed McCaffrey. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time, man. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Coach, I gotta give you one first here. Gonzaga Baylor, help me out. Who's taking it tonight? This one should be fun.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Gonzaga after that finale they just had. But my wife picked Baylor, so I'm going with her. I'll root with her. She wins her pool if Baylor wins, I guess. So I guess I'll have to cheer for them.
Coach, that's all I needed to hear. That's the confidence boost I needed. I like Baylor. I'm just trying to finish in the top five. That's when you know you're not good at this. I'm just hoping to finish like in the top 10 or 15 of our bracket challenge.
Oh, man, I haven't filled out a bracket in years. I've never won one and haven't filled one out in years. So I'll root with Lisa. Hopefully her pool does well, and we'll treat everyone to dinner.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. It should be a great game tonight. Coach, it's always an interesting situation. Anything we talk about 2020 to 2021. And we've kind of been following you guys along your path as far as what spring football would look like. And you guys chose to kind of opt out of the actual game portion and just kind of prepare for the fall. But you're getting some scrimmages in. Got the scrimmage in against CSU Pueblo. Coach, what was that like, just seeing the guys out there playing against somebody else?
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot what it felt like. The juices were pumping. It was really exciting. I'm glad we finally got to scrimmage against someone else. You know, after a couple of years, right? You get tired of hitting the same guy every single day. And, you know, it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of mental strength to be able to come out to practice, get shut down, come back out to practice, get shut down, practice against the same guys over and over and never have a game. Our guys, I'm so proud of them. I mean, they really hung in there through all the adversity, and they kept showing up day after day through, you know, school shutdowns, program shutdowns, practice shutdowns, and they had fun. That's the main. I mean, you got to remember, this sport's meant to be fun, and they had a good time. Now, some guys were on fire. You know, they showed up like they hadn't played in 2 years, and they were ready to let the world know. Other guys, you know, they showed up, and it looked like they hadn't played football in 2 years. So that was to be expected. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. At the end of the day, I was pretty happy with our attitude, our effort, and, you know, a great, great learning experience for us as well. Kind of paints a picture for how we can get better.
Coach, is that something that the main thing you're looking at is really just getting out on the field? Or how, for lack of a better term, how nitpicky do you get when you're looking back at last week's scrimmage?
You know, football players are trained to watch film and be critical of themselves, look in the mirror, you know, point the finger at ourselves, figure out what we can do to get better. But yeah, I'm a little more, I guess, understanding of the fact that we haven't played a live game in a couple of years. So, you know, you didn't really know what to expect. And again, some guys played better than I thought they would. Other guys struggled a little bit, but nothing egregious, nothing that can't be corrected. And I'm just glad we got out on the field and played. At some point, you just have to do it. You know, you just have to show up. Hopefully the other team shows up and you go play football. And that's what we did. And I think, you know, it's a start. You know, we'll get another controlled scrimmage in next week, and hopefully we get better than we were this week. But we're also evaluating. You know, everybody plays. Everyone on the team's getting in these scrimmages. We're giving everyone a chance to show the coaches what they can do. And some guys just show up when you put the pads on. You know, you really, as a coach, get to see who just finds a way to make plays. And so that was fun and exciting for me. Guys that maybe were second or third teamers stepped in, and when they got their chance, you know, they showed everybody that they can play this game. And I think that was a pleasant surprise for a lot of us. Some of the guys we weren't sure about stepped up.
UNC head coach Ed McCaffrey joining us on the program. And you mentioned it. Some guys, yeah, they were on fire. They looked raring to go, ready to go. But like you said, that's to be expected on the other side, where some guys came in and it clearly showed, hey, it's been a while. That's crazy when you lay it out like that, Coach, when you say 2 years. We were just talking about this on the program earlier. all this momentum. You know, I was out there during your press conference. This area was so excited. Greeley, Colorado, so excited to see you in this area, back in this area, coaching a team. And then we hit everything. We hit the pauses and we hit the cancellations, and it just continued to roll on. What has that been like for you personally? I mean, again, I saw the auditorium. It was packed full. People were holding up signs. They were pumped up. And then we just kind of come to this instant stop.
Yeah, I was really, really frustrated in the beginning, and then it got kind of serious. You know, your attention turns to just making sure everybody's healthy. You know, what are we dealing with here? Hopefully everyone will be okay and we'll get through this. And then when we started up again, I got excited, and that's when it was probably the most frustrating, the second and third shutdown. Because you get all geared up, you give your pep talk, everyone's adrenaline's through the roof. You have a couple practices and then see you later. And then it happens again. And you're like, you know, at some point, it's like Pavlov's dog. It's like, okay, we're going to go out and have a practice. Well, are we? You know, I don't know. Maybe we'll have a practice. Maybe we'll be let, they'll allow us to play football. And so even going right up to the scrimmage, I think a lot of guys were wondering, is this really going to happen? Like, something's going to somehow shut this down. And it didn't. And that's why, man, there were a lot of smiles after the scrimmage. A lot of guys, you know, been waiting a long time to compete. You know, the guys on our team are just, they're born to compete, and they haven't been able to do it for so long, and finally they got that chance. So whether it was a great scrimmage for them or they feel like they could have done better, regardless, they went out and competed and had fun.
Yeah, it's such a strange situation, like you said, just looking over your shoulders, wondering when that if that next practice is going to be canceled or scrimmage. Like, I love what you said, just getting through that scrimmage. I mean, even if it wasn't the best performance from every individual, you got to feel some kind of sigh of relief.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, in any football game, a lot of times you talk about the first play. Hey, let's just get the first play out of the way. Let's just hit somebody, let the butterflies go away, and then start playing football. And it was the same in the scrimmage. We just had to go out and play and go out and hit somebody and let the butterflies, you know, go away and shake the rust off and find a way to get better. And, you know, I think it played out that way. We started out, you know, fast in some areas but slow in others. But as the day went on, you could tell our guys were loosening up more and more and relaxing and going back out there and just doing what they do, which is play the game.
What's this team going to be like, Coach? And again, so much, you're just trying to get the feel for what this group's going to look like. But when, you know, your ideal football team, on the, you know, what kind of offense are you really trying to put out there? Is this going to be a hard-nosed offense that's methodically moving down the field? Or what are you looking for? We know we'll get to see Dylan McCaffrey. We'll get to see him much later. But I know that was huge news as well. But what can you tell us a little bit, maybe a preview of what you expect your offense, your defense to look like?
Well, you know, I hope we're organized. I hope we're disciplined. You know, I hope we play snap to whistle. I hope we have a little edge to us. You know, I want to be physically dominant, and I want to be a team that intimidates our opponents through our strength, our power, and our effort. And, you know, you also need guys that can make plays for you. Coaching can sometimes be overrated. I mean, watch all the highlight reels. Most of the time it's somebody jumping up over a DB or a DB knocking a ball out on the goal line or someone beating a block or, you know, guy, at the end of the day, they have to go out and make plays to make me and the rest of our coaches look good. So I think to do that, you need to know what you're doing. You need to be prepared, and you have to have a great attitude. You got to love this game. You got to be willing to, you know, play full speed, snap to whistle, whether you have a, you know, bump or a bruise, or whether you're tired. You just got to find a way to push through it. And a lot of times, you know, it's the team that can just continue to give that constant effort, play after play after play, whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter. You're going to get that constant effort. So I guess I hope when we're done playing a team, regardless of what the scoreboard says, that other team has some respect for us and says, oh my goodness, you know, those guys come to play.
We're talking to UNC head coach Ed McCaffrey. And yeah, that was big news back in February, Coach, talking about Dylan McCaffrey. I know you did the Zoom call and a lot of media attended. And that's what I was talking about, the program. And it's an exciting feel around the University of Northern Colorado. And that was such a cool story about how you guys chatted about that and what ultimately came down to Dylan's decision to come play for the University of Northern Colorado. I know a lot of fans are pumped about that move.
Yeah, no, I'm extremely pumped about it too. And you know, I had to have my dad cap on first, and I helped him explore all of his options. I'm like, hey, well, a lot of schools that are interested in you, I think you should talk to those coaches and make sure they answer all of your questions and look at their rosters and look at their offense and try to figure out if that's where you want to go. And you know, you have an offer from us. So as soon as you've gone through that process, you know, just let us know one way or the other. But I'm your father first. You know, I love you. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you go somewhere else. But secretly, you know, without showing my hand, I was really hoping nobody recruited them away from us. But in, you know, some of the guys were getting mad at me, like, hey, why aren't you recruiting him? Well, he's my son first. You know, he's got to do what's right for him. And I learned that when they were all coming out of high school. You know, I didn't force any of them to go anywhere. I helped them understand the questions they should ask and what to look for, but it was their decision. You know, they're men, and it's their decision on where they want to go. And as a dad, you never want to force your kid to do anything, or it'll probably hold it against you for the rest of your life. So it has to be their decision. It had to be Dylan's decision. And I think once he saw, you know, our team, he believed that we really do have a lot of talent. We're going to have the ability to really do some exciting things on offense, and he wanted to be a part of it. He met our coaches, and he understands he's going to learn the game at a high level. So in terms of his development individually and some of the guys on the team who are extremely talented and also just have great attitudes and love football, he felt like it was the right place for him. So awfully excited about it. And you know, I've coached him before, so that's not new, but excited to have him here at UNC.
Yeah, Coach, we're pumped, and I'm excited to see how this next scrimmage plays out, and we'll kind of just keep progressing until we can see this team on the field for real come fall. Coach, we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to catching up with you in the future.
Thank you.
All right. That's UNC head football coach Ed McCaffrey. That's going to do it for us. National championship game tonight on 1310 KFKA. Baylor, Gonzaga, I like Baylor in this one. All right, that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.